on the water with a long, thin body, and he has two sets of wings like that you can see through. You know what I'm talking about? His wings are just like glass, they're so thin, and they shape like that, and he has one here and one here. But on the nose,
if I had a pencil, I'd draw it.
Yeah, you do too. He looks all like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? So it has two sets of only longer wings than that. They are come out about like that. But they're real narrow.
Well, ladies,
yeah, you know them. And they fly over the water, right over the water.
Snake doctor?
That's what I'm on. Well, what about a bug that stings you? What kind of bug stings?
Well, is a crawfish. No, crawfish bites you. But
what is that? What's a crawfish?
They bite you. They got, I don't know, on their feet, tushes, you know, kind of like a cat. They'll just catch you there. And
I didn't know they had any around here.
Yes, and we got them up yonder. Well, them things get that long sometimes. Great big ones. And you better not pick one up unless you watch for it.
Yeah,
you don't bring that foot around there.
Well, what about little bugs? A bug that stings you, that bites.
Well, now, you wouldn't be talking about a honeybee, would you?
Well, that's one kind. What else?
A wasp.
Okay.
And
if you got a bunch of them after you, got a bunch of what after you?
A bunch of wasps, bunch of bees.
Okay. And what else stings like that?
Well, there's a little sweat bee. Then you get to sweating and he'll get on to you. And if you mash that little bee, he'll sting you. It's very small.
Does it look just like a regular bee?
It's smaller. It's about the same. Well, it ain't quite as big as a fly. Only it's a little longer than a fly. And if you get sweating and it gets on you and you put your hand on it, it will sting you. And I know a lot of days that I run into it up yonder and get sweating, you know.
What is an insect like a wasp that doesn't sting? And sometimes they make their nest with mud.
Oh, that's dirt daubers.
Okay. Then there's another little insect that stings that gives us a lot of trouble, but it doesn't really hurt you very much. And they live in swampy land. Doesn't hurt you very much, except some of them cause malaria.
Oh, mosquitoes.
Okay. And one of them is one. You got one of them in the house. You got a what?
Mosquito.
Okay. And if that wasp bites you, your finger might what? You'll get bigger, won't it?
It'll swell up.
Okay. And yesterday one bit you and your finger
swelled.
Okay. And a lot of times they've bitten you and your fingers have
fever.
Okay. Then what's that little insect that hops in the grass, and usually it's green?
Grasshoppers.
Okay.